they say a joke that when Chaim Kanievsky Shlita was younger and he was a masmid otzum and really wasn't involved with very many things in the outside world, so somebody came along and complained about some type of law that was passed in the government. This was in the 80s or so, late 80s, and he said, "Oi, Golda Meir is still giving us problems." Reb Chaim was the mufka that Golda Meir had been the president, the prime minister for 4 terms before. So that's the way I am also when it comes to business news. When it comes to news that relates to business, I don't care about business. I find it entirely disinteresting. But I am zoche that I share an office with Mr. YU Torah, Rabbi Rob Shore. He's also my Night Seder Chavrusa. And he said to me, "Chaim, you gotta think about B'Torah's Chasidus and Musar, this piece of business news. There's big news in the business world, and that is that WhatsApp, I really don't even know what that is either, okay, that I really am aretz. WhatsApp has been bought by, who is it bought by? Facebook, right? Got it right? It was bought by Facebook. The sale was, you know how much the sale was? $19 billion. $19 billion. Okay, that's quite a big business deal. Now, the reason why it's very important Jewish news is for 2 reasons. First of all, the founder of WhatsApp, now there are a lot of people that are going to want to be Makar of him, is Jane Kam, is a Jewish fellow, an immigrant from the Ukraine. John Kam. The whole brilliance of it comes from a Jewish mind, and again testifies for the koach that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to Klal Yisrael. But that's not the real piece of Jewish news. It's about the Gentile who's the other half of the other partner. His name is, if I got it right, is Brian Acton. Brian Acton, in the year of 2009, 5 or 6 years ago, sent 2 tweeted messages. Here's a message that he sent in May 2009. He applied for a job in Twitter. And he wrote the following. He tweeted the following. "Got denied by Twitter headquarters. That's okay." He had real aspirations of getting a job working for Twitter. He was already someone who had a good reputation in that world, which I don't understand. And then he says, well, it would have been a long commute. That's May 2009. And of course, the real irony is a tweet that he sent in August 2009. You know what job he applied for afterwards? He applied for a regular desk job in Facebook. And they rejected him. "Facebook turned me down." And you feel his sense of loss. "It was a great opportunity to connect with some fantastic people. Looking forward to life's next adventure." That's what Brian Acton writes. Rabbos, I want to talk about Purim. And then let's get back to Brian. You know, it's very interesting that when it comes to the Megillah, there are 5 Megillahs in Tanakh. And I've noticed, this is an einfall, you could take it or leave an idea, you could accept or reject, that when it comes to other Megillahs, when we read them, we call it Koheles, Eicha. Some people call Megillahs Eicha, but generally, colloquial expression is Eicha, Koheles. Esther is different. No one calls it Esther, right? People call it Megillas Esther. What's the essence of Megillas Esther? Zok the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Esther min HaTorah minayin. Anochi hastir astir es panai. Says the Gra. As we mentioned already last week, the Shem Hashem is not mentioned at all in the entire Megillah, because the entire Nes, in the words of the Gra, were behester panim, klomar shesovev Lassos kederech hateva. The whole nes of Purim is an entirely political story. Says the Ma'ari Naim, that is the combination between the word Esther and Megillah. He doesn't point out that people today call it Dafka Megillah Esther, but he points out, what is the Lashon Megillah? Not a scroll. Megillah is the Lashon Hizgailus, the Hizgailus of the Esther. Im lav neviim b'nei neviim hein. The meaning of Klal Yisrael maybe to specifically describe Megillah Esther as Megillah Esther is Dafka this idea. Mefarshim point out that Purim is a story that didn't take place overnight. Purim's a story that took place over 12 years. There are parts of the story that don't seem to make a lot of sense, don't seem to be even connected. Mordechai informing of Bigson and Seresh. At the first glance, at the time that it happened, no one knew what the significance of it was. The Chedush Arim had a very, very powerful line. The Chedush Arim could get away with saying this. The Chedush Arim says that if you would have come into the Beis Medrash at the time and tell somebody, you should know that this isn't what happened with Mordechai, he would have said, shh, don't be Mevatel Torah, you're talking politics. But it turns out it was Kodshei Kodashim. It's hard to know. That's all part of the Haster Aster. When's it politics and when's it Kodshei Kodashim? Only years and years and years later is HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us that. Haman sets up the tree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala that it's for Mordechai. That's why the Mefarshim say it's called an Igeres. It's a story. It's not exactly what meets the eye. Reminds me of a joke that they say that there was a couple, when they got married, the husband said to the wife, we're going to share everything, but there's one thing that I beg of you, that I should have my own private spot. He had a drawer in the night table, and it was agreed that she would never open that drawer. For 50 years, this couple lived together. And can you imagine going to sleep every night? She never saw him open it. She never saw him close it. She kept her word. When he's 80, she's 75, she can't take it anymore. It's been 50 years, over 50 years that she's been holding back. She goes over to the drawer and she says, no, I can't do it. I promise. That was the only promise I gave him. Finally, the next night, she caves and she opens the drawer, and what does she find? Something very strange. She finds 2 quarters and 5 eggs. So now she's really beside herself. Thought maybe it was a picture of a previous girlfriend, something, nothing, just 2 quarters and 5 eggs. So she confesses to him, she says, I'm sorry, I couldn't keep my word to you. But what's going on there? The 2 quarters and the 5 eggs. So he said, well, I'll tell you the truth. When we got married, I decided that I was going to be entirely honest with you. I'm never even going to tell you a white lie. And I decided that if there was any time that I was not entirely straight, I would put a quarter in the drawer. She is amazed. In over 50 years, there are 2 quarters sitting in the drawer. She's thinking about it, and she's beside herself. She remembers every time that she, had not been as honest with her husband as the way her husband was with her. A few nights later, she asks him, and what's the 5 eggs? Oh, he said, oh, every time I got 10 quarters, I traded those quarters in for an egg. Sometimes it doesn't look like it really is. Even when someone tells you the story, it doesn't always seem like it really is. And that's what the Igeres is all about. The Igeres is all about the idea that the narrative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there is no name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's entirely behind it. And these are Dvarim Yiduin. Rav Abramsky said it so beautifully. In the end of the Haggadah concludes, V'chol ma'aseh tokfo Elohim ha'ksuva al sefer divrei yomim malchei paras u'madai. Why does the Megillah need to say, and everything else was written in the books of the kings? Says Rabbi Yecheskel, because everything that's written in Megillas Esther is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Esther upon him. In other words, it's no part of it is just Stam a story. All of it is about the Hashkocha of Nistar. The Gematria of Teva is the Gematria of Elohim. That's why we dress up in costumes and say Mefarshim beautifully, HaKorei Limafreya Lo Yotza. If you read Megillas Esther backwards, you're not Yotze. Why? Because if you start backwards and you know the story, then you miss the essence of the Hester Panim. Gedolei Torah did their best. There are two times when you're supposed to mamish reenact. Pesach night, and also during the reading of the Megillah. The reading of the Megillah needs to be reenacted because without it, the essence of it is lost. My father has a tradition from my grandfather. It goes back Lidore Doros. I wonder if the Bali Kriya have Ha'oros on this, that there are certain psukim that they just ignore the truck. As far as I'm aware, there's no time kemat that we don't do that. There are many, and there are some Bali Kriya that have traditions to introduce drama into the Kriya that's not even mukhrach in the Nigunim. You don't find that anywhere else. And I don't think it's just Stam because it's Purim and everything goes. We've argued that's not true. No, it's an old Masorah. It's an old tradition. Why? Because what's going on is this drama of Kudsha Brichu. And finally, listen to this amazing vart from Sfarim HaKadoshim. Seches Megillah begins, Megillah Nikris, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tesvav. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. Rabos, I write this vart down. This is absolutely awesome. You add up. Megillah is written 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. Add that up. What number do you get? If I'm not mistaken, 65. What does that correspond to? The Shem Adnos. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. What's pachos and yoser? 10 and 16. What's 10 plus 16? 26, Yudke Vavke. Megillas Esther is a Shem Adnus that's well known as the hidden Bechinus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Adnus of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav is no different than the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about Purim being such a central part of Avodas Hashem last week. We mentioned from Nevinsal the same Vorts in a very, very different context. That's a Shem Hashem. Megillah is the Shem Hashem. Because of this idea. Because of the Hester, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes in our look of the universe, and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entirely incomplete if we don't begin to look for those secrets of the narrative of our daily lives. This is a very powerful and a very, very practical avoda. Sometimes you don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is playing out the whole picture. I'll give you two examples in my own life. And I beg of you to begin to think in your own lives where at first glance you walked away and you said to yourself, I can't believe this just happened. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to me? In the story of Purim, it took 12 years to understand why all of it had happened. In your life, sometimes it might take 12 years, but sometimes it seems to be a patch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. is really a tremendous hug and a tremendous kiss. When I applied for graduate school, I applied to two graduate schools, Brooklyn College and Columbia University. I got my first letter of response from Brooklyn College for graduate school in psychology, and I was crushed. Even Brooklyn College rejected me. And then, strangest of all things, Columbia accepted me. To this day, I don't understand it. I have a couple of theories, but I never looked into it. At the time, I actually wanted to go into Brooklyn because Brooklyn was much more convenient where I was living, etc., etc. It was best for me on so many things, and I thought it was the best thing for me on a religious level as well. But it turns out I had to move uptown. I had to be closer to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. And then I started saying Chaburis in the yeshiva because anyhow, I was only 20 minutes away from the yeshiva. And that's how I was zocheh to become a Rebbe. At the time, I thought the best thing for me was to live in Brooklyn. I thought the best thing was for me to be going to Brooklyn College. The work would be less. I'd be able to learn more. But it turns out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought differently. And at the time, I was definitely rejected and I didn't understand it at all. Still, to this day, part of it doesn't make any sense. Another example. I'm a second rounder for the Kol HaElyon. I didn't get in on the first try. I have excuses for it. I could tell them to you afterwards. That's not important. At the time that I got rejected, I was devastated. You have to understand, to the Talmidim here, the guys who are in the Kollel, some of them could understand. But for the young men over here, when you're already a young fellow in Kollel, and all you want to do is learn a little bit more about Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, and then you have real financial responsibilities, it could make or break a large part of your learning in life. But Rabosai, if I would have gotten in the first round, then what would have happened is I would have finished Kollel Elyon a year earlier. It happens to be the Netiv Aryeh and Yeshivat HaKotel split 2 years later. I would not have had an opening to be Zocha to come to Eretz Yisrael, I think, if I had gotten in the first round. At that moment, I was devastated. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really doing what was the best thing. Now let's go back to the Twitter article. Let's go back to Brian Acton. Concludes the article. Failing to secure a position at two mammoth social firms, Mr. Acton, this is 2009, teamed up with Jamcom to start WhatsApp that year. Yesterday, Mr. Zuckerberg forked out an unprecedented $16 billion that he paid directly to those two people. What would if he had paid him in 2009? I don't know. $100,000? $150? $200? At the time he was devastated, but the truth is he handled it better than me. Listen to his words. Dvar of Kedoshim. Listen to his words. Mamish. Mamish, I mean it. The Tiferes Yisrael writes that, of course, a guy has a neshama as well. Facebook turned me down. It was a great opportunity to connect with some fantastic people looking forward to life's next adventure. Purim teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us fantastic adventures, but we have to be willing and open to see it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya, that we should see the bracha in our lives and that we should have the patience. You know, in the world of psychology, they've studied this, that most people expect the world to change faster, less than 5 years, and don't realize how fast and how much the world changes in 10 years. Sometimes right now we can't see the change. It was something that we wanted to change and we're frustrated it didn't. But we don't realize that in 10 years from now the totzos might be so much more different and so much better than we had ever dreamed. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to see that bracha in our lives, and we should Mamish be mekayim kimu mashikiblu kvar. Part of Kabbalah Satorah and Kiyum HaTorah, being mekabel is to say, I know that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is the best. To be mekayim it is for a person to feel it, for a person to live it, to see the Yad HaShem in those things. But sometimes that requires a patience and a tremendous amount of emunah. May we be zocha to have that iskarvus with Kutcha Brichu.